This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to cover some great news. It may be news that you don't believe, but it is featured in all the major news outlets right now, today, this moment. Headline, New York Times, front page, Americans experience record gain in wealth. A pandemic stimuli and a strong job market made for higher net worths. And the amazing thing about this story is it also appears that some of the greatest gains in wealth in the United States have been for people who have been victimized by racism and difficulties over many generations. Particularly a dramatic increase in wealth for blacks and Latinos. Should this increase the support, at least confidence, in our government and the way it operates? The numbers from Gallup are just unbelievable. We will talk about that and talk about the ongoing scandal at Harvard University, where they are now begging for money. Now, Harvard's the richest university in the world. They have the biggest endowment of any university anywhere in the world. And yes, Yale is third in the world, but Harvard's first. But they are begging for money to help the Harvard students who are now in trouble because they said right after the Hamas attack that Israel was entirely responsible for all of the violence and all of the death. In any event, we're going to be talking about that with a Harvard alumnus, Ruben Navarrete, who wrote that book, very entertaining book, about being a son of a cop and a Latino, a Mexican-American at Harvard at a time when he was not common in terms of his background. Of course, there's nothing common about columnist Ruben Navarrete, who's going to be joining us. We're also going to be joined by Wilfred Riley, who has a fantastic column about why it's important not to ignore the people who are saying crazy things about the war in the Middle East, people like Rashida Tlaib, people like the Harvard students. Why do they deserve attention? Well, because this really reveals who they are and what they value and what they don't value. And what they don't value is any love or respect for the country that has given them everything. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Part of the controversy that is really just about settled now, scientifically and by any objective observers, is this controversy about the hospital in Gaza that was set on fire. It was not obliterated. You can see the images. There was no direct hit on this hospital. And the missile that was apparently fired by Islamic Jihad, how do we know that? Because we actually have tape recordings that were intercepted of Hamas operatives speaking to each other in Arabic. They can be translated, obviously, that show that they acknowledged that this was not an Israeli missile, that this was one of ours that went astray. And at least a third of the missiles shot out of Gaza, and this is over several outbreaks of violence. This has always been the case, that much of the damage that is done in Gaza is not being done by the Israeli Air Force. It's material that has been done by the damage that has been done because of the misfired rockets and missiles by their thousands that are fired out of Gaza. This is former Prime Minister of Israel, the immediate previous Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett, who is somebody I think history is going to be kinder to than his countrymen were. He only served briefly as Prime Minister, only for a little bit more than a year. But American-born, and former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett was on CNN, and he unloaded on them for them holding up that idea when they were talking about the hospital and the terrible suffering, which is real, that occurred because the hospital was damaged. But them saying that, well, one side says this and the other side says this, when it is increasingly clear what the truth is. Listen.
There are no two sides to this hospital. Either it was bombed by Israel, or it was targeted by someone else on the Palestinian side. And, you know, if two people come and say, one says it's raining outside and the other said it's dry, you don't bring the quotes of both sides. You just goddamn open the window and look whether it's raining or not. That's what we did. And this hospital, in fact, it's a parking lot, was hit definitely, 100%, by Islamic Jihad barrage. Shot, fired at the 6:59 p.m. We have three different videos from different angles showing it. We have the ballistics. We know that an Israeli bomb would have created a crater which does not exist. We know that the propellant in the rocket, because it was a long-term rocket targeted for Israel, so a lot of that propellant was still in the rocket, which created a lot of fire. We have two Hamasniks talking to each other and saying and admitting that it is from Islamic Jihad. So, Anderson, with all due respect, there aren't two sides to this. Not everything is two sides. And I have a feeling that if it wasn't the State of Israel, then I think the global media would have behaved very differently.
And that is, it seems to me, correct. And fortunately, Wall Street Journal has been excellent on this issue. They have a terrific piece by Elliot Kaufman, who was recently on our show, analyzing all of the evidence which shows conclusively what Naftali Bennett said. Now, of course, on Vice News, they had a leader of Hamas who had made reference to George Floyd to, quote, prove that, no, it really was the Israelis deliberately aiming at a Palestinian hospital. It's tough to follow, but here it is, the leader of Hamas on Vice News.
وإحنا بنعيش ذكرى القتل المجرم العنصري لجورج فلويد. جورج فلويد قتل في مثل هذه الأيام نتيجة منهجية عنصرية موجودة لدى أشخاص اليوم هذه العنصرية التي قتل بها جورج فلويد يمارسها الاحتلال ضدنا وضد أهلنا.
Okay, what he says is, when he's asked about the Israeli, alleged Israeli attack on the hospital, he says, let's remember the racist murder of George Floyd. Why? I mean, not that it's people should forget, people should remember, but then he says Floyd was killed by a racist ideology. The same type of racism that killed George Floyd is being used by Israel against the Palestinians. Really? How does that work out? We're going to be speaking to Ruben Navarrete about some of the craziness on the left that is exposed by this very, very clear episode between Hamas, evil, sadistic killers, and Israelis, where, no, it is not the same thing to inflict terrorism aimed at civilians, aimed at elderly people, children with autism, babies who are burned alive and beheaded. That's not the same thing as trying to take military steps to prevent a repeat of an invasion of your country and a slaughtering of your civilians. Ruben Navarrete, coming up on the Medved Show. might be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ruben Navarrete Jr. is one of my favorite guests on this show. He is a podcaster, the host of Ruben in the Center. He's frequently on TV and radio across the country. He is also an author of a book about his experience as a Chicano, a Mexican-American, at Harvard College. His writings, by the way, on Substack are available through NavarreteNation.substack. It's all posted on our site. The connections are. Ruben, I wanted to ask you first about your most recent column about Harvard students begging for money. And this is through the Harvard Arab Alumni Association is asking members for donations to help the students who were now linked to a now infamous letter blaming Israel alone for the vicious October 7th attacks by Hamas terrorists. What is the story here, and why is it so outrageous that the very privileged students at America's oldest university, Harvard, and wealthiest university, Harvard, why are they asking for financial help all of a sudden to support their pro-Hamas point of view?
My friend, always good to be with you. And first, let me just say, since that terrible day on October 7th, your podcasts have really been essential listening. I've enjoyed all of them. I especially like the one with your brother, Jonathan. And I just want to commend you for the important work you're doing. So to Harvard, this story, I was surprised that it has so many legs. It's been off, been going on and on. But it's significant because it's about young people learning a hard lesson about life. And it's about learning the consequences of, in some cases, signing a document before you've read it, or reading it, signing it, and then not expecting the consequences and trying to get out of the consequences. And ultimately now you have the additional wrinkle of the Arab Alumni Association at Harvard asking for donations because they say the students are being harassed and maybe deprived of future employment and all these other things. I want to go on the record saying that I've always been in favor of some element of cancel culture. Because I see cancel culture, unlike a lot of my Republican friends, I see it as being about accountability. And these people, these students and these organizations that signed this letter with incredible insensitivity, incredible bad timing, distilling this very complicated issue down to this simple soundbite that somehow blames the victim for the tragedies that occurred on that day, those students and those organizations need to be held accountable. So count me on for cancel culture in this case.
So, again, what you're talking about is there's a difference between freedom of speech, which we both support, of course, and freedom of consequences. If you say something profoundly stupid and offensive, there are consequences.
That's right. You know, our friends on the left, Michael, are fond of this idea of civil disobedience, and I think I am, too. I have a great historical, reverence for it, going back to Henry David Thoreau and his going to jail to protest the poll tax, protesting the Mexican War, U.S.-Mexican War. And then most famously, you have the letter from the Birmingham jail by Martin Luther King. What the young activists at Harvard and many other people do not understand is that Dr. King wrote that letter from a jail cell. The whole idea is you can't escape the punishment. You have to accept and welcome the punishment. That's part of the deal for civil disobedience. So I am distressed that these students apparently had the courage of their conviction to sign a document that now many of them say they never read, including, by the way, Harvard Law School students. That's encouraging, right? You've got people who are going to Harvard Law School who signed a document that say they never read. I think this. I think ultimately if employers decide not to hire these young people, they can do so for a whole series of reasons that have nothing to do with politics of the Middle East. It could be about the fact that they have no civility, no propriety, that they went off half-cocked without any kind of thought process in this. They were thoughtless. They were rude. It was terribly insensitive to blame the victim again so soon after the tragedy before having all the facts. So, it doesn't even have to be about politics. It just has to be about simple decency and decorum. And there I think the Harvard students get an F.
Okay, speaking of decorum and consequences of statements, President Trump is speaking in Iowa. He released a very ambitious deportation plan, and it was a deportation plan not only aimed at people who were in this country and not authorized to be in this country from terrorist nations or nations with terrorist movements in them, but it also involved a much broader sweep. What do you think this will do to the ongoing and apparently very successful so far efforts by Republicans to build more of a base in the Latino community?
Well, listen, former President Trump's trying to do a few things. He's trying to keep up with Ron DeSantis, who, even though he dominates DeSantis in the polls, DeSantis does have a knack for getting something that Trump always desires, which is media attention. And most recently, DeSantis said he wouldn't take into Florida any refugees from Gaza. He certainly doesn't want any Palestinians from Gaza because he says, while they're not all terrorists, he says they're all anti-Semites and we shouldn't take them in. And so Trump can't stand, you know, that this governor of Florida is trying to elbow his way into Trump's signature issue of immigration. So now you have this comment from the president, the former president. It's also very tricky, I think, Michael, for Republicans because Joe Biden is all over the place on immigration. He just announced he's going to build a Trump-style border wall. He was vice president when the president, Barack Obama, deported 3 million people over 8 years. So I think that Democrats have long since decided they're going to race Republicans to the finish line or race to the bottom and say we can be just as tough on immigration and deportations as you are, if not tougher. And so it's a very strange dynamic here at work in the presidential race as it relates to this issue. To your point about Latino support, if they play it right, that's really the Republican secret weapon because no matter what Trump does, his support for Latinos continues to grow and increase. And certainly I think Democrats continue to hemorrhage Latino support. Because a lot of Latinos are saying, my goodness, there's no difference between the parties anymore on immigration. You know, why go for the cheap imitation of the Democrats? I think I'll vote for the real thing.
Wow. Okay. What do you think is taking Gavin Newsom to Israel right now? It's kind of strange, isn't it? He's governor of California.
Wow. Yeah. I thought I'd seen everything, Michael. Just when I thought I'd seen everything in the last 10 days or so. Here you have the governor of California who is running, I'll just say it, I've said it before, he's running a stealth campaign for president. It's like he's running a shadow government to the Biden administration from California. And so he refuses, like Donald Trump, he can't stand to have somebody else have the spotlight. In this case, President Biden seems to be hitting all the right notes in his response to the Israeli conflict, and Gavin Newsom's not going to be left behind, so he's off to Tel Aviv.
And let's see what he says and what the president says tonight. We'll have a chance to hear more of what Ruben Navarrete has to say coming up on The Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has entered its 13th day, the current death toll standing at 5,100. According to the Israel Defense Forces, 203 individuals are still being held captive by Hamas. The State Department has issued a cautionary advisory for Americans overseas, urging them to be extra vigilant.
The Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution.
Spokesman Matt Miller said the advisory released today highlights the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent incident involving U.S. citizens. As the United Auto Workers strike enters its 35th day, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been temporarily furloughed. Negotiations with the big three automakers are showing limited progress. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a few more minutes with Ruben Navarrete, podcaster from Ruben in the Center. He is also a syndicated columnist and a frequent guest on radio and TV programs across the country. Ruben, we were talking before about President Trump talking about mass deportations, which, by the way, are very expensive. I've heard various sources about just how expensive they are, but apparently because of the legal proceedings that you have to go through and then paying the expenses of detaining people, rounding them up, and then sending them wherever you're going to be sending them, it could be as much as $100,000 per individual who's deported. This is President Trump talking about his deportation plans and trying to justify that in terms of comparisons with the horrific attacks by Hamas on the people of Israel. Listen.
It's very interesting. The recent terror attacks are also a reminder of the deadly dangers that we face from Joe Biden's demolition of our own borders here in American soil. Can you imagine what's happening with these people pouring in under Biden, the same people that attacked Israel, killing, raping, torturing, and maiming innocent civilians, are right now pouring into our once beautiful USA. I have to say that, once beautiful, because what's happened to our country in 3 years is not even to be believed.
Quick response, Ruben Navarrete.
Michael, there's more reason to worry about former President Trump's cognitive decline, something we often talk about with regard to President Biden. You know, before he mentioned how I remember running against Barack Obama and Biden's going to get us into World War II. Now he would have you believe that the same people, Mexican immigrants, Salvadoran, Venezuelan immigrants who are coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, are the same people who in Gaza stormed that border to invade Israel. And this is just an incredibly careless use of language when he says the same people. And so it's unfortunate that he, you know, seeks out these issues. Again, he seeks them out because he sees the competition out there. He sees Ron DeSantis and others trying to get on this bandwagon. But it's really unfortunate that an issue as sensitive as that becomes a chew toy for politicians who sometimes act like and talk like they're not all there.
Yeah, I think most people of every political perspective and every perspective on the immigration issue agree that people who are members of vicious gangs, people right. with criminal records, people who have offenses, who have broken laws regarding violence and property crimes and the rest, should be deported or should be arrested and serve time in prison. But what he's talking about is there are plenty of stories of ordinary people, people who are working, are often homeowners here in the United States, right. who get picked up and then deported. Do you think that number of $100,000 cost to the government for detaining and deporting someone is an exaggeration?
Not at all. Not when you're paying Border Patrol agents $40 an hour, thanks to the strength of their union. I think that you're right. There's the deportation, there's a detention, there's transport, there's going before a judge, all that. But here's the terrible part. It's not just expensive. If it were expensive and that were the end of it, if you could actually deport Maria to Mexico and never see her again, that would be one thing. But you'll see her again. If you remove her on Monday, she'll be back a week from Tuesday. And she will continue to make her way back. And Border Patrol agents say that. They literally have said before Congress, Border Patrol agents and their union members have said, I remember arresting the same person three times in one shift. Now, they make that point, Michael, to really drive home the idea that we have a porous border. But what I hear them making is a different point, which is the futility of deporting people who are determined to come back. So it really is this kind of cycle. We continue to pay these union-protected Border Patrol agents all this money, and we move people across, but they always come back. And you know why they come back? There was a poll out this morning that showed, a study that showed that San Diego, where I live, is the number one most expensive city in America. And the only saving grace that San Diegans have is ready, available, affordable immigrant labor. As long as people in Texas and California and Arizona and Michigan and all over continue to hire undocumented immigrants to do these chores that we can't do or won't do, we're going to continue to have Maria hop her way back over the fence.
And what should be done about this, too? Because everybody believes, certainly conservatives believe, in rule of law. So we clearly have a ridiculously broken immigration system, as we've talked about before. But what should be done?
I'll say that those Republicans who believe in the rule of law, most of them did not work for Donald Trump. They don't now need lawyers facing indictments. But I think
Sidney Powell.
What should be done is a smart border along the U.S.-Mexico border, more technology, more electronics. I have asked Border Patrol agents that very question. Their supervisors have told me in the past they don't want a big, beautiful wall that people can go around or over or under. They want better roads along the U.S.-Mexico border so you can apprehend people, better electronic surveillance, more tunnel detection equipment. And instead of getting those things, they get speeches from politicians who think they know better. So I've told you this before on your show, I always listen to the cops. As a son of a cop, I listen to the cops and I disregard the politicians. And the cops are saying they don't need walls and fences. The cops are saying they need more sophisticated equipment and 21st century solutions.
Amen to that. Regarding the current disapproval of our local government institutions, particularly our national government institutions, actually, the Gallup is reporting, they've been doing these polls for years and years, that support for Congress, confidence in Congress has hit an all-time low. And
right.
this is before Kevin McCarthy
right.
was driven, the poll was taken back in September, before Kevin McCarthy was driven from office, before the current cartoon surrounding Jim Jordan
yep.
and Patrick McHenry. What does Congress need to do to try to get more than a 32% level of even fair confidence that Congress
right.
is capable of doing the right thing? It means that you're talking about 68 percent of the country, right, more than two-thirds, who don't trust the people that we elect.
I bet a lot of your listeners are thinking, 32%? I was thinking it'd be more like 3% at this point. And if you need proof of that, just in the last 20 minutes or so, Michael, you may have seen this story already. The story this morning, late morning, was that Jim Jordan had pulled out of another vote for speaker, saying he didn't have the votes, and they were going to go with Patrick McHenry as a temporary speaker until the beginning of the year. And then 20 minutes before I go onto your show, we see another story breaking where Jim Jordan has now reversed himself, changed his mind, he's back in the running. Right.
So Matt Gaetz is against Patrick McHenry because he said he would be Speaker Light, and he says, I don't like Bud Light, and I don't like Speaker Light.
Excellent. See, to call this a clown show would be an insult to clowns. And it is the wrong time, obviously, in the history of this world, in such a dangerous world we live in, to have such an abdication of duty on the part of Republicans in Congress. And I have not been impressed, as you know, over time by the Democrats and how they perform when they have the gavel, or certainly the Democrat currently in the White House. But this really takes the cake. I mean, the fact that they don't take seriously their obligation to call together, to get a speaker, to get a funding bill passed for Israel and Ukraine, this is very serious stuff. And they're not serious people, clearly, given just what's happened in the last 24 hours.
And again, a lot of people have talked about the signals that the United States sent. Biden's trying to make new deals with Iran, signals of weakness and dysfunction. And certainly when our enemies look at what is going on with our elected representatives right now, they don't quake in fear exactly of the ruthless efficiency of our elected representatives. But you should always be impressed with the creativity and efficiency of Ruben Navarrete. His material is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, beds, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco.
And they have elections coming up in San Francisco. They do. And the current mayor of the city of San Francisco, London Breed, who isn't the worst mayor they've ever had by any means. I mean, she's at least claims to be more moderate than many of the hyper-progressive members of the Board of Supervisors. In any event, inspired by Instagram posts, hundreds of Bay Area high school students walked out of class yesterday to protest Israeli attacks in Gaza. Okay, what that has to do with San Francisco, and one can only imagine how some of the Israeli American or just Jewish American kids might have felt in these high schools. The movement began with a 10 a.m. press conference on the steps of San Francisco City Hall held by the Arab Resource and Organizing Center and was followed by a call to walk out of class and march. March where? Who knows? Maybe they're going to march to Palestine. They were videos shared by Balboa High School students show teens streaming into the hallways chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Other protests occurred at Galileo Academy of Science and Technology and Lowell High School. These are among the more elite schools in the San Francisco system. This is what it sounded like at Balboa High School. Listen. Okay, when they talk about from the river to the sea, they're talking about from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. And what that means is every part of Israel, every scrap is included. Because from the river to the sea, that's that little strip of land that Israel, the size of New Jersey, right, same land area, that Israel occupies. So if Palestine will be free from the river to the sea, the question really would be, what do you say to the 2 million, and it is that many, Israeli Arabs who are full citizens of Israel, who actually consider themselves Israelis? There's this terrible story, very sad story in the Israeli press about an Israeli Arab young man, apparently had a good job, doing well, and he went to that dance festival, the Nova Festival that they held near in the desert near the border to Gaza, where they came in with their hang gliders, and then as soon as they set foot on near where there were, according to estimates, somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people were participating in this festival, and the Palestinians landed their hang gliders and began shooting at people. And one of the people was killed because he saw a bunch of Palestinian folks, as he was, and assumed they were coming to celebrate because they had people from every perspective and from every background who were there as part of this dance festival. And we're also there as part of the 260 horribly mutilated bodies. And the stories and the details that are coming out as they're trying to give people decent burials, identify who the victims are, the perspective of women being brutally raped after they're shot is just so sickening. And the idea that there'd be people in Balboa High School who would want to identify with the killers. Pro-Hamas extremists are flooding social media platforms with calls for attacks on Jewish communities and other targets in the U.S. and Europe, prompting U.S. law enforcement agencies to step up their readiness postures amid deep concerns about possible violence, American officials and private analysts told NBC News. Tuesday's explosion at a hospital in Gaza is threatening to become a flashpoint, they said, with posts on X and other platforms portraying it as an Israeli atrocity using an American-made bomb. Despite an assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies that the damage resulted from an errant missile fired by a Palestinian militant group, that would be Islamic Jihad. And again, the evidence is so overwhelming, and the story of the transcript, even, which has been released, of the conversation of the two Hamas operatives who were taped acknowledging that this was a friendly fire example. That, in other words, this was aimed at Israel, it didn't make it, and because it still had so much ammunition, still had so much fuel in the rocket, that's why it set fire to the hospital so horribly. What actually happened? The Israeli Defense Forces say that Palestinian Islamic Jihad began a barrage of 10 rockets at Israeli cities at 6:50 p.m. local time Tuesday. This is confirmed by live video, including on Al Jazeera, which shows one rocket malfunctioning and crashing in Gaza at 6:59 p.m., exactly the same time reports emerged of a blast near the hospital. Israel's Channel 12, an independent commercial station, caught it on video too. Israel says it carried out no attacks at that time. Gazans near the hospital reportedly complained about the distinct shriek of rocket launches soon after Hamas fighters discussed what had happened. We know this because in a rare move that reflects the stakes here, Israel released a recording of an intercepted phone call between two Hamas members. This is a description written by Elliot Kaufman recently on this show, an editor at the Wall Street Journal. He said, and part of what they're saying to each other, the two Hamas operatives, I'm telling you this is the first time we see a missile like this falling. So that's why we are saying it belongs to Palestinian Islamic Jihad. It's from us, said his interlocutor. It looks like it. They are saying that the shrapnel from the missile is local shrapnel and not like Israeli shrapnel. But Allah bless, it couldn't have found another place to explode. They shot it coming from the cemetery behind the hospital, and it misfired and fell on them. Okay, this is what has provoked Rashida Tlaib, saying that outside that rally in the Capitol that disrupted the Capitol building and actually took it over without quite the destruction of January 6th, Rashida Tlaib, the gentle lady from Michigan. This is clip three.
I'm going to be real with you all. My colleagues, many of them, I usually don't talk smack about them. No, I'm usually considerate because I don't like them policing me, so I don't police them. But as an American, not just as a member of the United States Congress, I am ashamed. I am ashamed that they're saying, not yet, maybe next week. Not yet, Rashida. Maybe in a couple of days. How many more have to die?
Okay, what she's talking about is ending the invasion of Gaza, which hasn't happened yet. And, I mean, it is extraordinary, this situation. And, honestly, one can only hope that there will be a serious primary challenge against Rashida Tlaib in her all-Democratic district outside Detroit. There have to be a lot of Christian and Jewish and, frankly, even thinking Muslim people who listen to these crazed ramblings on behalf of murderous terrorists and think, we can do better. We deserve better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.